Henry Moore famously called 1932 the year of the hole, but his friend and colleague Barbara Hepworth, who made this sculpture, first explored the void, or empty space, as a significant inspiration for her art. The year before, she had created a splash with an alabaster piece pierced in the center, and her use of emptiness, or so-called negative space, became the hallmark of her style. Three large holes penetrate rock form, Porthcurno, created over three decades later and named after a town on the coast of Cornwall, near the artist's residence. It echoes the region's rugged, sea-worn terrain while deftly exploring open and closed form within a gently curving plane. Hepworth captures the shape and texture of Porthcurno's dramatic rock formations, hollowed out over centuries by water, wind, and sand. She wrote about her intense identification with objects in the natural landscape.
From a sculptor's point of view, one can either be the spectator of an object or the object itself. For a few years, I became the object. I was the figure in the landscape, and every sculpture contained to a greater or lesser degree the ever-changing forms and contours embodying my own response to that landscape.
When you leave the museum, make sure to look at Hepworth's large geometric sculpture in the parking area just outside the main entrance, called Foursquare, Walkthrough. In it, she carries her exploration of the void even further, inviting us to walk through the sculpture visually. This idea of space and solid was a major contribution to modern sculpture.